Welcome back. The third quarter begins momentarily. First, let's take a look back at the first half. And what an interesting first 30 minutes it was. The Jets seeking an upset, leading 17-7. All their points coming off of turnovers by Mark Brunell. And we got to tell you, Brunell looks considerably less than 100%.
Seven interceptions in a row? Jim, how does a guy throw seven interceptions in a row?
Just a wild guess here, Danny, but when I had the Hong Kong flu, one of my symptoms was complete color blindness. Now, Mark Brunell may not be able to differentiate his own players from those of the Jets, and that is something that a quarterback must be able to do in this league. Danny, what did the Jaguars have to do here in the second half to get back into the game?
I don't know.
Well, as the teams line up for the second half kickoff, let's check in again at field level with Lynn Swann.
Well, some good news from the Jacksonville locker room. I just spoke to the team physician who has been treating Brunell, and he is reporting a complete recovery. He calls it nothing short of a miracle. I also talked to Brunell, and he says he's feeling 100% and went as far as guaranteeing a victory. Back to you guys.
Good news indeed, if you're a Jaguar fan.
Guaranteeing a victory. Jim, look at Brunell. He looks good. He isn't trembling anymore.
It certainly does look for the moment like a different Mark Brunell. He has a spring in his step now as the Jaguars line up in shotgun formation. Brunell pulls out, fires to McCardle. He's loose downfield, 25 yards, and that's a perfect strike. Vintage Mark Brunell.
Vintage. Oh, my God, he completed a pass. He's vintage Mark Brunell.
Jacksonville lines up in slot formation. Smith wide right. No huddle.
Brunell takes
the snap. Quarterback draw. Brunell roars down the middle. He's got the first down and more. Dragging Jets defenders down to the 35-yard line.
Yes.
Can you believe
it? Can you believe it?
And Brunell points to the crowd, exhorting them to get into it, and they respond.
And they respond in Jacksonville.
Brunell sending a third quarter message to the New York Jets.
And the message Brunell is sending is simply this. We are going to win this football game, and not only are we going to win, we're going to win big. We're going to cover the 9.5 points, and we are going to make some lucky fella $457,200. I got to get a smoke.
Brunell sets up in front of a single setback, pulls back, fires towards the sideline, picked off by Brian Johnson. Johnson across midfield. He'll easily take this one back the distance. 20, 10, no flags. Touchdown, New York Jets.
Hey, I wasn't looking. What happened there?
And the Jets, looking for the upset, now go ahead 24-7. And the Jacksonville crowd, so euphoric moments ago, now totally silenced as we check in again with Lynn Swann.
Well, bad news for Jacksonville, Jim. After that last play, Mark Brunell walked to the sideline, and he is vomiting in a bucket.
What?
Swanee, let me ask you a question. Was that vomit a milky gray color?
Well, Jim, let me take a look. Yes, it is milky gray, and he is on his third bucket. Back to you guys.
Yep, classic Hong Kong flu.
You shut up, all right? Now, Swanee, this is Danny Wilson. Listen, Brunell obviously doesn't have it today. He's going to lose this game. He's going to lose a lot of money for a lot of people now. Now, is there any talk of replacing him?
Yeah, that's another fascinating development, Danny. At halftime, Brunell felt so healthy, he was infused with so much confidence that he sent both backup quarterbacks home.
What? Well, why would he do that?
Brunell says it was his way of making a statement.
And what a statement it was. This game has everything. And now as Mark Brunell fills his sixth bucket to the brim with milky gray vomit, we'll step away.